Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Negus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Tata Technologies has announced a breakthrough in generative AI. Developing a design studio for automotives that promises to revolutionize the industry's design process using tools like Llama 2 and Stable Diffusion 3. The new solution is set to drastically reduce prototyping and design iteration time, according to Executive Vice President Santosh Singh. The method allows designers to forego traditional, expensive software such as Autodesk Maya in favor of a more cost-effective and simple solution that generates multiple design options swiftly. Car manufacturers can quickly modify existing models by simply indicating the area for redesign and describing the desired changes, streamlining the introduction of new models. Singh highlighted that Tata Technologies prioritizes data security, with customer data not exposed to the cloud and the generative AI model designed to operate within the company's premises. Despite challenges integrating with closed proprietary systems like Siemens and Autodesk, the company has developed flexible platforms and tools, such as a virtual sales assistant aimed at boosting sales productivity. Tata Technologies is also working on innovative projects like Factory Copilot for manufacturing assistance and AI-powered warranty analysis to enhance after-sales services and customer satisfaction.
In business news today, all eyes are on Apple as the tech giant is poised to disclose its quarterly financial performance post-market hours. The report will offer investors a keen insight into how the company is managing amid a notable downturn in sales. Bloomberg's very own Peter Elstrom points to the slow-paced Chinese market as a potential influence on Apple's recent results. As the world's largest technology firm faces this economic headwind, questions linger over the company's ability to maintain its growth trajectory. The upcoming earnings will certainly set the tone for investor confidence as Apple navigates through these challenging times. Stay tuned as the market anticipates Apple's strategy in responding to the current sales slump. This earnings report is a crucial indicator for not only Apple's health, but also for the broader tech industry's performance amidst global economic pressures. Anthropic is bringing greater accessibility to its Claude AI with the launch of a new mobile app for iOS that's free for all users. The app enables seamless syncing of conversations between devices, allowing users to switch from computer to mobile without losing chat history. With the new app, users can also directly upload and analyze files and images from their iPhone. In addition to the existing Pro plan, Anthropic has introduced a team plan allowing more extensive chatbot interactions and the processing of longer documents, which is priced at $30 per user per month for teams of at least 5 members. This plan also includes access to the advanced Claude 3 model family, comprising Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku. Back in March, Anthropic claimed superior performance for its Claude 3 language model over competitors like ChatGPT and Google's Gemini in various benchmarks, including graduate-level reasoning and multilingual tasks. The top-tier Claude 3 model, Opus, is said to exhibit near-human abilities and offers rapid response rates for complex, time-sensitive tasks.
After intense negotiations, Universal Music Group UMG and TikTok have resolved their dispute, bringing UMG's catalog back to the platform with a deal that promises better pay for artists and songwriters, new promotional strategies, and advanced AI protections. The agreement, announced by both companies, aims to exploit TikTok's e-commerce growth and create global campaigns to support UMG artists and songwriters. Lucian Grange, UMG's CEO, emphasized the importance of valuing music and safeguarding the welfare of creators, pledging to work with TikTok to innovate in fan engagement and monetization. TikTok's CEO, Xu Chu, reaffirmed the platform's commitment to promoting UMG's vast array of artists and enriching community connections. This deal ends a blackout that muffled UMG's music on TikTok since February, impacting artists' promotion efforts and sparking debate about fair compensation. UMG had criticized TikTok for inadequate content management, including proliferating hate speech and infringing content, vowing to prioritize the rights and value of musicians' work. Despite implementation challenges, UMG's efforts to control content on TikTok were streamlined through this new agreement, which could signify more harmonious relations between music rights holders and social media platforms going forward. In a recent development, a senior US State Department official, Paul Dean, urged China and Russia to publicly declare that humans will always maintain control over the deployment of nuclear weapons. This appeal for transparent commitment follows similar statements made by the United States, France, and Britain, noting the importance of setting norms for responsible behavior in the use of nuclear arms. Dean highlighted the potential benefits of such assurances within the P5 context, referring to the permanent members of the UN Security Council. These remarks are part of the broader initiative by the Biden administration, which is seeking to engage China in discussions about nuclear weapons policy and the rising influence of artificial intelligence. Following high-level talks with Chinese officials, the US has announced plans for bilateral discussions on artificial intelligence aimed at addressing associated risks and safety. Meanwhile, the US-China military communications have resumed around nuclear weapons since January, but formal arms control negotiations remain unlikely in the near future. Amidst global security concerns, China has called on major nuclear powers to negotiate a no-first-use treaty.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News podcast summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.